Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear viewers, this is the 10th episode of the 17th topic. The 17th topic, as you would recall, deals with the narrative which says that the Quran was revealed on 7 Ahruf. We have discussed the questions which arise on the text of the narrative, and we have been discussing the chains of narration of this narrative in the previous couple of talks. Now, in this particular session, inshallah, we'll discuss the narrators which remain with regard to the marfu narratives. We have already discussed four people who have reported this marfu narrative, and today we shall take up the remaining ones. The fifth one, viewers, in this regard is Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and he actually reports two variants. I shall discuss both of them separately. The first of them, as you can see, is being displayed on the chart before you, on the screen before you. I'm not going to read out the narrative in totality. I'll just summarize it. The Prophet is reported to have said that the Quran has been revealed on 7 Ahruf and said three times that disputation in the Quran is disbelief. So, in summary, this is what this narrative says. Now, as far as the variants of this narrative are concerned, you can see that they are being displayed in the chart before you. It's a shortened illustration. And all the variants, viewers, are unfortunately suspect, and none of them is free from flaws. I'm not going now to read out people who have been impugned by our hadith, by Rijal authorities in this regard. First of all, see, viewers, is the person called Muhammad ibn Amr ibn Alkama. He is being indicated by the red arrow before you. Ibn Hajar says that he is Sadukun lahu awham. Ibn Habban says that he would generally err. His words are wakana yukhti. Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Sa'ad al-Juzjani says, Laysa biqawil hadith. And his narratives are liked. Yushtaha hadithu. Although he is not that strong, but his narratives are liked. Abu Hatim says about him that he's salil hadith, yuktabu hadithuhu. So this is as far as Muhammad ibn Amr ibn al-Alkama is concerned. Next, viewers, is the narrator called Ismail ibn Abi Awais. And we have already discussed him earlier on, but I'm just going to repeat the jar which is recorded on him. Now, first of all, his full name is Ismail ibn Abdullah ibn Abi Uwais, and he is also one of the shuyukh of Imam Bukhari, who obviously regards him to be trustworthy. Ibn Hajar, however, regards, according to Muawiyah ibn Saleh, he and his father are za'if. An-Nasai has also called him za'if, and another place has called him ghayr sikha, which means unreliable. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he and his father would steal hadith. Ad-Dulabi has recorded in his Az-Zu'afa that he heard Nasr ibn Salama say that Ibn Abi Uwais is a great liar, and the words are kazzab. So this is as far as this narrator is concerned. Ismail ibn Abi Uwais is the person that we were just discussing. Next, viewers, we move on to Muhammad ibn Ajlan, and you can see that his name is also appearing and being indicated by the red arrow. Ibn Hajar says that though he is Siddiq and is not sound in reporting narratives from Abu Huraira, although he is Siddiq, but he is not sound in reporting narratives from Abu Huraira. Moreover, Muhammad ibn Ajlan is a mudallis, as has been specified by Ibn Hajar in his Tabaqat al-Mudallisin, and both variants of this narrative contain his anana. So this again is another flaw which has arisen. Viewers, also of importance and of note is the fact that variants which contain the narrator Anas ibn Ayaz, Anas expresses the opinion that he himself is not sure whether in the narrative Abu Salama directly relates from the Prophet or through Abu Huraira. So he's not even sure that he, in this particular narrative, Abu Salama is directly narrating from the Prophet or through Abu Huraira. And if the former is the case, obviously, then the narrative would become mursal and therefore unreliable. Now, he was in the variant recorded by Ibn al-Jawzi in his Funul Afnan, as you can see. He is being indicated by the arrow before you. There exists the anana of Imam Zuhri. So you can this is obviously found in all the variants. So the anana of Zuhri from Abu Salama. We also very clearly know that Imam Zuhri is a mudallis. Also, viewers, Al-Mizzi is not sure if he heard from Abu Salama. So it is furthermore corroborated by Hafiz Mizzi that he is not sure if he heard from Abu Salama or not. And this, of course, would mean that this is a further doubt. And the word which has been used by Abu Salama by Mizji is Qila, which points out to the ambiguity of this issue. Viewers, furthermore, no jar or ta'dil is available on two of the narrators which figure in this chain of Ibn al-Jawzi, and one of them is Abdul Baqi ibn Nafi, and the other one is Ahmad ibn Muhammad al-Barsi. So this actually completes our jar on this narrative, or this the first variant of Abu Huraira. Now, viewers, we come to the second variant of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, and it says نزل القرآن على سبعة أحرف حلال وحرام, and then it goes on to enumerate the types of verses. So the Quran was revealed on seven أحرف, and then, as I said, it goes on to enumerate seven types of Quranic verses. We have already discussed this narrative earlier on. At least the text is similar. And now we can discuss the chain of narration of this narrative. It has a single chain of narration, viewers, and you can see that it is being displayed before you. Now, the initial part of the isnad is not complete, as is clearly the words which have been recorded are وَرُوِيَ عَنْ لَيْسِ بِنْ سَعَدٍ. So we don't even know who is reporting from Lays ibn Sa'd, and so therefore this is there is an obvious inqita in this chain of narration. Moreover, Ibn Abdul Barr says that Salama is an unreliable person. So as you can see, there Salama ibn Abi Salama, who reports from Abu Salama. So Salama, according to Ibn Abdul Barr, is someone who is not reliable. And the words that he uses are Laysa mimman yuhtajju bihi. So he's not a person from whom we can adduce from. This brings us to the next narrator, viewers, of the Sabatu Ahraf narrator, and he is Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman. And Huzaifa, this narrative is also has been discussed earlier on. The text is very similar, in which Huzaifa says that the Messenger of God said that I met Gabriel near the Ahjar al-Mira and said to him, O Gabriel, I have been sent to an unlettered people whose men and women, slave men and slave women, and old men have never read a book. And at this, he said that the Quran has been revealed on seven ahruf. So this is a very brief narrative, and as you can see, that this chain of narration is being displayed before you. So in this regard, the problem with this chain of narration is that Asim ibn Bahdala and Ibrahim ibn Muhajir, both are weak, and I'm not going to repeat the jar on them because I have discussed them a number of times. Asim has an issue with his memory, and Ibrahim ibn Muhajir has been discussed previously as well. So therefore, this particular narrative also, or this narrative by Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman in all its variants is also unreliable. The seventh person, viewers, to report the seventh Ahruf narrative is Abu Sayyid al-Khudri, and it's a very simple narrative. It's one of the shortest forms of this narrative, and it says that God said, indeed, the Quran was revealed in seven ahruf, each enough and sufficient. Now, as you can see, that its chain of narration is being displayed before you, and the person who is unreliable in this particular chain is Maimun Abu Hamza. So, as you can see, his name is being indicated by the red arrow. So, Maimun Abu Hamza, about him, Mizzi records in his Tehzeeb al-Kamal that Amr ibn Humble says that he is Zayif al-Hadith and Matruk al-Hadith. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is Laysa Bishai, La Yuktabu Hadithuhu. Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani and al-Darqutni say that he is Zayif al-Hadith. Al-Bukhari says that he is Laysa Bizaka, Zahib al-Hadith, and Laysa Bil-Khawi indahum. Abu Hatim says that he is Laysa Bil-Khawi, Yuktabu Hadithuhu. Tirmizi says that he does not have a sound memory, and actually his words are kat takallama fi hifzihi, or actually this should be the kat taqad, the words actually are kat tukullima fi hifzihi. And some scholars have regarded him to be zaif. An-Nasai says that he is laysa bisikha. Al-Hakim Abu Ahmad says hadithu laysa bil qaim. Abu Bakr al-Khatib says la taqumu bihi al-hujja. So nothing, no sound argument can be established on his basis. Ibn Hajar says that he is Zayif. Ibn Habban has recorded him in his Majruheen and has said, Fahishul Khata. He makes grave mistakes. Kasirul Waham. Yarvi anil Siqat ma la yushbihul hadith al-asbat. So this is what has been reported about him. Al-Walid ibn Shuja ibn Walid, according to Abu Hatim, is Saduq. Now, his name also is being indicated before you by the arrow. So, he is Saduqan yuktabu hadithuhu wala yuhtajju bihi. And Shuja ibn Walid, according to Abu Hatim, is Shaykhun layinul hadith laysa bil mateen wala yuhtajju bihadithihi. So, Shuja ibn al-Walid, who is also being indicated, his name is also being indicated by the red arrow. So, we find this jar on him. So, viewers, now we move on to the eighth person who has reported this narrative, and he is Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه. The narrative again is very shortened form. It says that the Quran was revealed on 7 Aruf, and actually Anas ibn Malik narrates from the Prophet that he was asked by Gabriel to read the Quran on 7 Aruf, and the words are kullu shafin kafin, which means that each is enough and sufficient. We have discussed this narrative in this particular form earlier on as well. Now, as far as its chain of narration is concerned, viewers, you can see that it is being displayed before you. Now, Marwan ibn Muawiyah is a mudallis. You can see that he is the person who reports from Humayd al-Tawil, and he is a mudallis, and he does the least in his shuyukh. The narrative contains his anana. So, he has been reportedly a mudallis, and the narrative also has his anana. According to Al-Jawhari, he is majhul. So, this is a further thing that has been added, that he is a person who is unknown. The opinion of Abu Hatim about Muhammad ibn Yahya ibn Abi Umar, now he is also being indicated before you by an arrow. And about him is that kana fihi ghafla wa kana saduq. So there was an element of forgetfulness in him. Also, viewers, I have not been able to find any jar or ta'dil on Ishaq ibn Ahmad ibn Nafi. Now his name is also being indicated. And Abul Farj Ishaq ibn Abi Raja, As-Sayrafi, Hisham ibn Abdul Rahim ibn al-Ikhwa, and Aisha bint Ma'mar ibn al-Fakhir. So all these narrators, about them, I have not been able to find any jar or ta'dil about them. And so therefore, obviously, people about whom we cannot find any jar or ta'dil, again, they cannot be relied upon. The ninth person viewers to report this narrative is Abdullah ibn Abbas. And his also narrative is also very brief, and you can see that its text and translation is being displayed before you. So Abdullah ibn Abbas reported that the Messenger of God said, Gabriel taught me on one harf, so I continued to ask him to increase it until he reached 7. As far as its chain of narration is concerned, viewers, you can see that it is being displayed before you. And all these narratives are suspect because of the presence of Imam Zuhri. In these narratives, the ones which have Ma'mar ibn Rashid, one of the most trustworthy of Zuhri students, the narrative is Mu'anan from Zuhri. And it is known that Ma'mar ibn Rashid is a much more trustworthy student of than the others. We have already discussed this earlier on, that Ibn Hajar has recorded that the most sound students of Imam Zuhri are Imam Malik and Ma'mar ibn Rashid. So Ma'mar ibn Rashid's variant has as an anana. Although we have other students who might not have an anana, but relying on Ma'mar ibn Rashid's variant, we can see that his variant has his anana. So since Zuhri's narrative from Ma'mar is more reliable, as I said, we shall rely upon it. And since this narrative is Mu'anan and is known that Az-Zuhri is a mudallis, then therefore we can say that this narrative is rendered as weak. It may be noted that this narrative is reported by Abdul Razak from Ma'mar, and from Abdul Razak, four of students reported. One of them is Ahmad ibn Hanbal, but then we have Ishaq ibn Ibrahim, Ahmad ibn Mansur, and As-Sulami, and each variant has the anana of Zuhri. This is a further thing that is of extreme note. Now, it may also be noted in passing that other students of Az-Zuhri who report this narrative from him are Yunus Uqail and Az-Zuhri's nephew, who is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Now, from Muhammad ibn Abdullah, this narrative is reported by two of his students, Yaqub and Darawardi. The variant reported by the former does not contain the anana of Az-Zuhri, while the latter does. From Yunus, this narrative is reported by three of his students, Suleiman ibn Bilal, Lays ibn Sa'd, and Ibn Wahab. The variants reported by Lays and Suleiman contain the anana of Zuhri. One variant of Ibn Wahab, which is reported by Hurmula ibn Yahya, also contains the anana of Zuhri, while another of his variants reported by Yunus ibn Abdul A'la does not contain the anana of Zuhri. From Uqail, this narrative is reported by three of his students, Lays ibn Sa'd, Rishdan ibn Sa'd, and Nafi ibn Yazid. The variant of the first two do not contain the anana of a Zuhri, while that of Nafi does. So I was just pointing out these details before you in order to let you know that other students of Imam Zuhri, from them to the anana of Zuhri, has been reported variously, although we still have variants which do not report the anana. But since in my own primary critique, I am relying on the variant of Mamar, who amongst all these students who are present here, he is the most trustworthy student, and his variant has the anana of Zuhri. So therefore, depending on this, I will take this clue, or this I will conclude from this, that the anana of Zuhri is established. As far as some of the other variants are concerned, which are not, which do not contain the anana of Imam Zuhri, I would not rely upon them, because, as I said, Marmar's variant is in this regard is the most important, and this contains the anana of Zuhri, and hence I would say that this narrative is also rendered weak. Viewers, now we come to the 10th person in this regard, and he is Amr ibn al-As. Amr ibn al-As, I'm going to read out just the translation of the narrative before you, because it's Amr ibn al-As, so it says that Abu Qais, Mawla Amr ibn al-As, said, Amr ibn al-As heard a person reading a verse of the Quran. He asked, "Who taught this to you?" He replied, "The Messenger of God." He said, "Indeed, the Messenger of God read this verse differently to me." So both of them went to the Messenger of God. One of them said, "Such and such a verse," and then he read it out. So the Messenger of God said, "It was revealed thus." The other one said, "O Messenger of God," he then read it out to him and said, "Is it not thus, O Messenger of God?" He replied, "It was revealed thus." He further said, "This Quran has been revealed on 7 Ahruf. On whichever you read it, it would be correct, and do not dispute in it, because such disputation in it is disbelief or a sign of disbelief." So this is something very similar to what has been reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b as well, that people have been differing, and the Prophet has been ratifying this difference. This is very similar, as I said, to Ubay's narration also, and some of the other ones. Now, the problem with this narrative, viewers, is that as specified by Al-Haythami in his Majma' al-Zawaid, that this narrative is mursal. And hence, we cannot rely on this narrative. So, this is something which has been reported by a very celebrated authority as Al-Haythami. You can see that his chart is being displayed before you. But the problem, viewers, in this regard is that the narrative itself is mursal, according to Al-Haythami. Because next we move on to the 11th person in this regard, and she is actually Umm Ayyub, and this is one of the shortest reports in this regard, and it simply says that the Quran has been revealed on 7 Ahruf. In whichever you read it, it will be sufficient. And in this particular chain of narration, viewers, the problem is that Abu Yazid al-Makki, you can see that his name is being displayed on the screen and being indicated by a red arrow. Abu Yazid al-Makki is Majhul al-Ahal, and only his son Ubaidullah ibn Yazid al-Makki narrates from him. So this has been reported by Zahabi in his Mizan al-Itidal, and therefore viewers, we cannot also rely on this narrative. Next, we move on to the 12th person, and he is Samara ibn Jundub. And Samara ibn Jundub, his narrative is perhaps the shortest of all that we have seen thus far, and it simply says that the God's Messenger reported that the Quran has been revealed on 7 Ahruf. Viewers, you can see that its chain of narration is being displayed before you. This narrative has been reported as a single variant in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. And the narrative is mursal, viewers, because in the opinion of Abu Hatim and Yahya ibn Ma'in, Hassan al-Basri has not heard from Samura. So as you can see in the chain of narration, it is Hassan al-Basri who's reporting from, Hassan al-Basri is reporting from Samura ibn Jundub. And as per Abu Hatim and Yahya ibn Ma'in, Hassan al-Basri has not heard from Samura. Some scholars are of the opinion that he has only heard one narrative, and that is the one which is related to the Aqiqah, the issue of Aqiqah. So therefore, this is not the one. Moreover, viewers, Qatada is also present here. As you can see that his name is being displayed and indicated by the red arrow. Qatada actually reports from Hassan al-Basri, and Qatada is a known mudallis. We have pointed this out several times, and this particular narrative also has its anana. So therefore, we cannot even rely on this narrative as well. Viewers, next we move on to the 13th person in this regard, and he is Abdullah ibn Umar. And Abdullah ibn Umar's narrative is also an interesting narrative. I'm just going to read out quickly the translation of this narrative. Ibn Umar said that Umar ibn al-Khattab heard a person read the Quran. He heard that he was reading it in a different way from what he himself had heard from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Umar brought him to the Prophet and said, "O Messenger of God, this person has read a verse in such and such a way." At this the Prophet said, "The Quran has been revealed on 7 Ahruf, all of it is enough and sufficient." And it may be of interest to note that Ibn Jawzi is of the opinion that the person referred to in this narrative is the famous Hakim, Hisham ibn Hakim ibn Hizam. We recall that the narratives of Umar radiallahu anhu is actually, they actually report his dispute with Hisham ibn Hakim. And here we have find a narrative in which he himself is not named. Hisham is not named, but Abdullah ibn Umar, who's the son of Umar radiallahu anhu, he reports that this is how this matter ensued between his father and a person without naming that person. Now, as far as the chain of narration of this narrative is concerned, viewers, you can see that it is being displayed before you. Now, on the one hand, you can see that Al-Mizzi records the following jar on Abdullah ibn Maimun al-Qadda. He is being displayed before you. His name is being indicated by the red arrow. Now, in the opinion of Imam Bukhari, he is Zahib al-Hadith, while Abu Zur'a regards him to be Wahil hadith. Tirmidhi says that he is Munkar al-Hadith, and Ibn Adi says that most of what he narrates is not corroborated by others, and An-Nasai says that he is Zaif. In the opinion of Abu Hatim, he is Munkar al-Hadith. Ibn Habbans has recorded him in his Al-Majruheen and said that he narrates Maqlubat, which cannot be used for drawing arguments, if he is alone in reporting them. So they cannot be used for drawing arguments if he is the sole narrator. Ibn Hajar says that he is Munkar al-Hadith and Matruk. In the opinion of Al-Hakim, he fabricates narratives from Ubaidullah ibn Umar. And interestingly, viewers, this narrative from him is from Ubaidullah ibn Umar. Furthermore, viewers, no jar or ta'dil is available on Tabri's teacher, who is Ubaidullah ibn Muhammad al-Faryabi, as you can say that he's also being indicated. Abu Nu'aym and Abu Hayyan call him Ubaid ibn Muhammad al-Faryabi. They actually add this detail. Now, this was as far as the right chain of narration, or the right branch of the chain of narration is concerned. You can see the left one, viewers, is the one which has been reported by Abu Fadl al-Razi. Now, this chain of narration is munqata, viewers, because we do not have information about a particular narrative, a particular narrator which has been being displayed before you and is being indicated by a box or a vacant box or an empty box, which tells us we do not know who this person is, and hence, viewers, we cannot be sure. So therefore, this narrative too is rendered as suspect. We next move on to the 14th person who narrates this report, and he is Abu Juhaym al-Ansari and has also been called as Abu Jahm variously in some other narratives. Now, as far as this narrative is concerned, it says that Abu Juhaym narrated to his student, who is Busr ibn Sa'ad, that two people differed in reading the verse of the Quran. One said, "I acquired from the Messenger of God," and the second one said, "I also acquired from him." So both asked the Messenger of God. He replied, "The Quran can be read on 7 Ahruf. Do not dispute in it, because disputing in it is disbelief." So again, this is something similar to what we have seen earlier on, reported by some of the other companions. And we see the Prophet ratifying people who have read the Quran variously. Now, the chain of narration, viewers, is being displayed before you. This chain of narration has its own problem, and the problem is that the person who is Yazid ibn Abdullah ibn Khusayfa, as you can see that his name is being indicated by the red arrow, when he narrates from his memory, he errs a lot. So Ibn Habban is actually the person who points out that whenever he narrates from his memory, he errs a lot, and as per one opinion of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, recorded by Hafiz Mizzi and Sahih al-Kamal, he is Munkar al-Hadith. We next move on to the 15th person who narrates this or reports this narrative, and he is Abu Bakra. I'm not going to even read out the translation or the text before you, because this narrative has been discussed a number of times previously in my talks. Please take a look at the schematic illustration which is being displayed before you. You can see that the problem here actually is the person of Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. We have discussed this narrator previously as well in some of the other narratives, but just in order to revise our memories and refresh them, I'm just going to read out the jarh on Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. who died in 131 Hijra, and I'm going to read out this jar from Hafiz Mizzi's Tahzib al-Kamal. Ibn Sa'd's view about him is fihi zurf wa la yuhtajju bihi. Salih ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal reports his father's opinion as laysa bil qawi. Others have reported Ahmad ibn Hanbal as laysa bi shay and za'if al hadith. This is how they report his comments. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bi zak al qawi, and other opinions attributed to Yahya ibn Ma'in about Ali ibn Zayd are za'if, za'if fi kulli shay, laysa bi hujja. So these are some of the other opinions reported about him. Al-Ijli opines, yuktabu hadithu wa laysa bil qawi. According to Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani, his wahil hadith za'if and la yuhtajju bihi. In the opinion of Abu Zur'a, he is laysa bil qawi. And in the opinion of Abu Hatim, he is laysa bil qawi, yuktabu hadithu wa la yuhtajju bihi. Al-Nasai says that he is za'if. Abu Bakr ibn Khuzaymah says, la yuhtajju bihi lisu'i hifzihi. Something which is common to all these is that he is not a person who can be deduced from because of his weak memory. Al-Hakim expresses opinion as Laysa bil-Mateen indahum. Al-Darqutni says fihi lean. Shurba's opinion about him is Kana Raffa'an, which means that he actually converts narratives into marfu ones, which are perhaps Mawquf or Maktu. He converts them into marfu ones. Hamad ibn Zayd says about him that Kana Yukallibul Ahadith. Ibn Uyayna and Wahab have yuza'if and have regarded him to be uza'if. And Abu Wahab says, Kana Haikan. Ibn Habban, after citing his jar on him, says, Istahakka tark alal ihtijaj bihi. So he is someone who is worthy of being forsaken as far as adducing from him is concerned. Ibn Hajar also regards him to be za'if. So we can, in a nutshell, we can clearly see that Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is a person who is very, very unreliable, and primary reason being that he has a very, very weak memory. We next move on, viewers, to the 16th and final narrator in this regard, who has reported marfu narratives from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, directly from him, and he is Sulaiman ibn Surad. Again, I'm just going to briefly read out the text or the translation of the narrative before you. Sulaiman reports from the Prophet that two angels came to me. One of them said, read the Quran on one harf. He said, on one harf. The other angel said, increase it. The Prophet said, the matter reached seven ahruf. So again, we have been discussing this narrative partly as well. The problem, viewers, with this narrative, as you can see from the chart being displayed before you, the name you might now become familiar of it is Abu Ishaq al-Sabi'i. And Abu Ishaq al-Sabi'i is a known mudallis. And therefore, viewers, in this regard, he also is someone who makes this narrative to be unreliable. And in summary and in a nutshell, we can say that we cannot rely upon Sulaiman ibn Surad's narration. So viewers, this is, we bring to a completion the marfu narratives. As you can see that 16 sahaba, 16 companions report this directly from the Prophet. And none of them we could find as clearly, which is free of flaws. Each of them has some flaw or the other. And in the next talks, inshallah, we shall take up the mawquf and narratives and some of the other aspects of the Sabatu Aruf narrative before, inshallah, we wind up this discussion on the 17th topic. Until then, أَكُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ